Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Another day in paradise, my friends. 7:21 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You? Chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever it is that's irritating you. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, please. 877-975-9825. Greg.
Yes.
You were irritated by something.
Yeah, it was. And usually the delivery folks, you know, all of your typical companies that do your deliveries, which everything shows up from now, usually pretty good. And we've got a couple of front doors on our house, so you got a couple of options. As long as it's at one or the other, we don't care. That's a good deal. Get one the other day, and it's like, so we have a carport. That's where the Jeep is. They left the box basically at the edge of the driveway by the pillar and by the corner of my Jeep. They didn't even make it to the front door, which would be another 10 or 15 feet. I'm like,
and why? This would be exposed to people driving by. They could see, oh, somebody got a package.
Yeah, they wouldn't even have to be a porch pirate. They could just be a driveway pirate, you know? It's like, come on, you made it this far, you can do it.
Yeah, we have the same thing where they'll put it in different, sometimes different locations. Usually it's one of two. But yeah, it's usually kind of, you know, away from where it's easily recognizable,
yes,
maybe, or it's right at the front door.
Right. And of course, but a decent-sized box, and this was a little bigger than usual, right out there going, hey, somebody come take me. So just a little, it bugged me a little bit. Come on.
Yeah, they can.
You can do this.
You can do better.
Yeah.
All right. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Tom. What's bugging you?
When you guys brought up the Russian guy who stole the luxury yacht, it reminded me of that show Outer Banks that I was watching for a little bit with my kids, which was the stupidest show ever created, where a bunch of stoner kids from Outer Banks go, they steal luxury yachts, and they're stoned, smoking dope all the time. They're all underage. It was a horrible show. If you guys ever saw this, please comment on it. That show just bugs me.
I did watch a few episodes, and you very accurately, I think, described it. Yeah, mostly spoiled brats, but yeah.
Oh,
and anyway, but I guess it wasn't a good influence. You're right on that as well.
Huh.
Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Just same thing as Greg, except for I live out in the country. And so they would take pictures of we delivered your item. I said, that's not my fence. I have no idea where that is.
Huh.
And I finally went ahead and put the directions. If you do not see a gray box underneath my green address sign, you are in the wrong place.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if I get packages for somebody else, then we will go out of our way to try to drive it and give it to somebody. But mm-hmm. Does anybody else try to give us our stuff? No.
People that are paid to deliver it?
Well,
not always.
Yeah.
I understand. It is a frustrating thing. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Tony, what's bugging you?
Good morning. So Elon Musk and the good people at Doge have exposed billions and probably trillions of dollars of government waste, but that's not going to do any change. The change is coming from Congress. Uh-huh. They have got to create a balanced budget. And would you please remind our esteemed congressperson, I know she's on the right side, but now it's in their hands. The ball is in their court. They have the power of the purse. They can eliminate wholesale departments, agencies, everything, NGOs, the freaking United Nations, all that needs to go. And if they don't do it, Bob, I'm afraid this thing may flip, because right now everybody's looking at the Republicans to do something, and only a few people are MAGA. So I'm really concerned about it. It balls in their court. It's time to play. Thanks, Bob.
You got it. All right. Let's go to Joe. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, what's bugging me is an Amazon driver destroying my automatic gate about 2 weeks ago. So I got an automatic gate. I got signs stating where to put the package outside. I got signs stating that it's an automatic gate, do not block or anything, yet the Amazon driver decided to be a good idea to pry my automatic gate open 3 feet to put the package in. I have it all on video. I've been fighting with Amazon. They don't want to do the right thing and replace my gate. Very frustrating.
Wow, when you have clear signage there's really no excuse. Mm-mm. Maybe they can't read English, and I'm not being facetious.
Could be.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, they've left packages in the rain for me in my particular case. But what's bugging me is regarding the Burger King advertising fraud. It's been going on for decades. It kind of bugs me because, you know, you see a half a sliver of tomato, a couple slivers of lettuce, and then it came to the point where I started saying, hey, okay, I'll buy the burger, but you guys have to make it look like that picture right there. And the woman looked at me and she said, no, sorry, we're not doing that.
Yeah, and you know if wow. you get too precise on what you want.
Uh-huh.
I
don't think you should. You got to be careful about irritating people who put your food together.
There you go. People have access to your food.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't know what could show up in there.
No.
And you may not want to know.
No, I don't.
You know, talking about the whole, packages and that kind of thing, a friend of mine who does a lot of mail order business and stuff has had the issue with checks disappearing. Now, it seems his other mail shows up just fine, but lately, like in the last 2 weeks, three checks which he should have gotten somehow didn't show up. And I've had the thing where they showed that a package was delivered. And they do track it. I mean, even the post office, it's, you know, GPS, they know where you're at and that kind of thing. But, I don't know. It wasn't there, and they never... The whole insurance the other person paid? No.
You know what's bugging me?
What's that, Bob?
Golf.
Why does golf bug you?
Well, I went yesterday after the previous week.
Yeah.
Looking okay, you know, considering how infrequently I play.
Yeah.
You know, I hit a few good shots. I started out... I parred the first hole. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
And it went, I mean, downhill would be an understatement.
Was there a hand basket involved?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, I would drive off the tee. Normally I can, you know, at least get it somewhere.
Yeah.
And it was like diving into the dirt. And I tried to make adjustments, and I finally did on the last hole. And I parred that. But in between?
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of snowmen.
And you can't just count the first
a
and
lot
the last.
Of snowmen.
Yeah.
Which is an eight.
Mm.
And only because that's all I give myself.
Wow.
Pretty ugly.
That's bad.
Pretty ugly. So I hate golf for right now. For right now. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And hey, heads up, Congresswoman Kat Kamick will join us at 8:05 right here on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.